Perhaps the most arresting of quantum improbabilities is the idea, arising from Wolfgang Pauli's exclusion principle of 1925, that the subatomic particles in certain pairs, even when separated by the most considerable distances, can each instantly know what the other is doing. Particles have a quality known as spin, and, according to quantum theory, the moment you determine the spin of one particle, its sister particle, no matter how distant away, will immediately begin spinning in the opposite direction at the same rate. It is as if, in the words of the science writer Lawrence Joseph, you had two identical pool balls, one in Ohio and the other in Fiji, and the instant you sent one spinning, the other would immediately spin in a contrary direction at precisely the same speed. Remarkably, the phenomenon was proved in 1997, when physicists at the University of Geneva sent photons 7 miles in opposite directions and demonstrated that interfering with one provoked an instantaneous response in the other. Things reached such a pitch that at one conference Bohr remarked of a new theory that the question was not whether it was crazy, but whether it was crazy enough. To illustrate the non-intuitive nature of the quantum world, Schrödinger offered a famous thought experiment in which a hypothetical cat was placed in a box with one atom of a radioactive substance attached to a vial of hydrocyanic acid. If the particle degraded within an hour, it would trigger a mechanism that would break the vial and poison the cat. If not, the cat would live. But we could not know which was the case, so there was no choice, scientifically, but to regard the cat as 100% alive and 100% dead at the same time. This means, as Stephen Hawking has observed, with a touch of understandable excitement, that one cannot predict future events exactly if one cannot even measure the present state of the universe precisely. Because of its oddities, many physicists disliked quantum theory, or at least certain aspects of it, and none more so than Einstein. This was more than a little ironic, since it was he, in his Annus Mirabilis of 1905, who had so persuasively explained how photons of light could sometimes behave like particles, and sometimes like waves, the notion at the very heart of the new physics. "Quantum theory is very worthy of regard," he observed politely, but he really didn't like it. "God doesn't play dice," he said. Or at least that is how it is nearly always rendered. The actual quote was, "It seems hard to sneak a look at God's cards, but that he plays dice and uses telepathic methods is something that I cannot believe for a single moment."